Afternoon.
Hello.
Good. Who wants to start? Me? You guys? They're playing the Vikings.
Todd Rogers, you know, you didn't have him at all in preseason, but do you have any questions at all about what he can do for you in this game?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we're going to have to find out, you know, what he can do, if he's healthy enough to go. You know, he's got unbelievable talent. I saw that already. You know, so he's going to be a special player. Whether he's, full speed ready to go, that'll be the big question. Because once he's out there full speed, he's going to be excellent for us.
He isn't full speed yet, or
you really don't know until you get to see him play. You know, and we haven't seen him play. So,
what did you learn about the defense in preseason?
Guys are trying hard. We're working hard. I think we're getting better every day. And, we're going to learn a lot about them on Sunday. These players are moving awfully fast. They got a lot of talent on offense. I mean, obviously, one of the premier running backs, probably the premier guy, him and LT. Super players, got a Hall of Fame quarterback, got a hot shot, number one draft choice. I mean, they got a lot of talent. They got Steve Hutchinson, who's been, permanent resident in Hawaii for a while now. So, hell, we got a lot of guys, to match up against them.
How much game planning did you do in the preseason, or were you real vanilla for the most part?
I mean, we put in a little bit of stuff, but, not to the volume of this, obviously. I mean, this is regular season, so it counts.
Were they particularly hard to prepare for because you haven't seen much of Favre in that offense, and then you got a guy like Harvin who can line up anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you got to really think, ahead of the game a little bit. But, our head coach is pretty familiar with Favre, obviously, so that helps. And then, with Harvin, I'm not going to be Eddie Royald like it was last year, and have a guy catch 10 balls on us and then figure out who he is. So, at halftime. So I think we'll... We're going to be ready for him, and we saw a little bit about what he can do, but I'm pretty familiar with him.
Especially Peterson, how do you coach the guys to watch out for the play action? Because, I'm sure you want to get to the line to stop Peterson, but be careful of Favre throwing the ball over your head.
Right. That's tough. I mean, that's something that you can't even see, in practice. I mean, we have our scout team. We've got some fine players there, but we don't have Adrian Peterson, I mean, his ability is it's phenomenal. And the quarterback is a Hall of Fame guy. So, and he can work magic with that ball. So, it's going to be a great test for us. We've got, like every week, you have formation tendencies, down and distance tendencies and all that. But bottom line is how you execute. And we have a great plan here, I think. So, looking forward to it.
Rob, when we talked to you in June after the mini camps, you talked about wanting to have an attacking defense. After all training camp and everything, are you convinced that these guys can be that attacking team you want?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, we're looking forward to watching these guys play. And I'm excited about the potential we have on defense here with the Cleveland Browns.
Their tight end. He's more of he's pretty good threat in terms of catching the ball. I mean,
absolutely. I think he's one of those guys. Reminds me of Antonio Gates in the passing game. A guy that you don't get a lot of press clippings, but this guy's outstanding. You watch him on tape. Unfortunately, he shocks you too. I wasn't looking forward to that shock, but I've seen it. We're ready for him and. But I think he's a special talent. He really is. Competitive blocker. I'm sure Kleinsauer will be back for him. He's been one of the best blocking tight ends in football for a long time. So, we are aware of him. We know who he is. We know the speed of him and about how special he can be in the red zone. And he's had a lot of production over 20 yards. And he's just another weapon they got. They only got one ball out there, thank God. So, whoever gets it, that guy's probably special.
Hey, Rob, I don't know if the Vikings ran any kind of wildcat at all last year, but that became kind of the fashion.
No, they did.
A little bit.
that became the fashionable formation. You think we're going to see more of that? Or are we going to see maybe another riff of that of some kind?
Yeah, I think every team's going to have it until you stop it. You know, who knows what it'll be this year? Probably wishbone. The good thing is you got coordinator here. It's been in college before, so I mean, I had to stop that in Hutchinson Junior College, so we'll be all right.
You coached Kevin Williams in college, right?
Yes.
What made him stand out above anyone else as your coach?
Well, he was a freshman, you know, and playing his tail off. Of course, he was about 250 pounds then, not 350. All right, but he's a great athlete, and he's a young guy that always worked hard. I'm not surprised by his success. We had Jamal Williams, too, so it's the reason why we stopped everybody. But, they're good players, and looking forward to, you know, seeing them at the ball game and hopefully – you know, after the game, beating him.
Corey Williams, you said you didn't know a lot about him, I think, the last time we talked to you about Corey.
Yeah.
How's he fit into your defense, and what are your thoughts about him?
I think he's really coming on. I think he had the slow start, obviously, being injured. But he's coming on. He's going to help us. He's got a lot of good talent. He can rush the passer. He's learned how to two-gap, and he's doing a good job for us.
Without getting real specific how you're going to use him, Cameron Wimbley, it looks like he was a lot more active in this camp and preseason than in the past. So what should we expect?
Yeah, I'm not real sure about, how he looked before, but, I mean, he's a very athletic guy. He's smart. He's a tough, competitive guy. And we're going to use him in a multiple role. You know, like I said, back when however long that was, for vacation or whatever it was. So, but he's going to be great. He's a talented guy. And we're looking forward to a lot of good things from him, in plays.
It seemed like Corey Ivins playing a lot of nickel for you, and that he's not here anymore. Is that a tough transition to make, the last week, and putting a new guy in there?
Not if a guy's got a lot of, a guy's been in the league forever. So, I mean, whoever we put in there. I don't know if we've said who we put in there. But anyway, whoever we put in there is going to be good. That position's tough. I mean, that position's one of the toughest in football. You need unique ability, and Corey Ivey's a good player, good tough guy, but we think we have better here, and that's why we went direction we did.
What is so special about Adrian Peterson? What sets him apart?
Well, I think it's his balance. Well, let's see, no. Balance, vision, power, speed, athleticism, competitiveness. I forget anything. Oh, I don't know how he is smart. Screen, he runs the heck out of those. I mean, this guy's a phenomenal player. I mean, great athlete, and obviously we got a ton of respect for the guy, but we gotta hit him as hard as we can. And the thing is, he breaks tackles, and you're gonna be in practice where you're supposed to be, and guys like this, they test you. If you're not where you're supposed to be, and if you're not there ready to hit and tackle, guys like this, can make you look bad. So we got to be on our best. Again, I don't think there's anything in football that guy can't do. And, I see him doing commercials. Does a good job doing those. So, he's a phenomenal guy, no question.
Rob, obviously the last time that you and Coach Mancini worked together before this year was as position coaches. How different is he as a head coach than what you remember him back then?
I mean, he's the same guy. He's the same guy. He's thorough. He's smart. He's relentless. He's a grinder. I don't think he saw his family then, and I'm certainly not seeing mine now. So, I mean, we're on point, and it's the same guy. Same guy, different hat. He's got a black one. Yep.
What, if anything, can you get out of the preseason film of Brett Favre?
I mean, I think, obviously if you've been in the National Football League for a while coaching, I mean, you've gone against Brett Favre, you know him. I feel like I know him well. We played him last year. Eric knows him well. He coached him. Guys have been his teammates. I think everybody kind of knows Brett Favre. I thought he did pretty good in the preseason. I think that third game you saw him being like Brett Favre, throwing, over his shoulder somehow and doing those things. I mean, the guys, there's one Brett Favre, there's no other. No one's like him.
preseason, a lot of teams use a lot of screens. Is that something that you see offenses using more to kind of take a look at?
Yeah, I think every offense uses a screen in the red zone nowadays. I think that trend just started last year. This team here is ridiculous. You might as well call it the screen zone. But it's every team. You know, they all work. You know, they find these little nuances. They all got the wildcat now. They all got screens like crazy, different ways to run them. And Minnesota and Brad Childress has been very successful with them. His career, he's had a lot of success running screens, when he was in Philadelphia. So, it's just another dimension that, you got to get all these players prepared for. You got all these other things you got to prepare for. You got these screens show up and all, it's just, it's a lot of hard work, and that's why you need smart, tough guys to execute.
Anything else?
Last time we talked, you were confident about stopping the run. I mean, do you see that, you feel still as strongly as you did then?
Yeah. I mean, you got to stop the run. The first preseason game against Green Bay, at the end of the game there, we didn't stop anything. But I don't think we stopped the pass either then, so run or pass. But I think the body of our work we did in the preseason last, few games, it's not perfect.
Can any of these guys surprise you in the preseason? Robert Smith, for example, coming off that Achilles. But anybody surprise you what they could do?
Not really, because, in the OTAs, and I know there's no pads on, you get a feeling of what guys can do. But Robert Smith would be the guy that, wow, it's great he came off the injury as strong as he did. I'm just think we know our players, pretty well from the OTAs to now, and really looking forward to them for Sunday.
You want to be aggressive, but this is a talented group, as you said, so they're going to make some plays on you. How do you balance that and, to be content with letting them make some plays and not get disappointed and maybe trying to keep them out of the end zone?
Well, I mean, we're going to do that. We're going to try to keep them out of the end zone, number one, whether it's playing everybody drop or everybody rush. I mean, the number one thing is keep them out of the end zone. That's the way we have to operate. Being aggressive is there's different things on being aggressive. You can send everybody you got on the roster and say you're aggressive, but if you don't time it up right and you get a screen, going for 90-yard touchdown, that's not aggressive. That's stupid. So, you have to be smart on how you attack an opponent, and they're looking at us just like we're looking at them, and, you got to be sharp on it and do the right thing. And that's why, you have – coordinators and things like that make a difference, and we will.